So the band's latest album, Relentless Retribution, came out a few weeks ago, in the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit more about the ideas and concepts behind this release?
Well, Relentless Retribution, I mean, the main concept surrounding the album is basically exactly that, what the title suggests. It's not holding back from the brutal revenge or vengeance kind of thing that has come upon those that deserved it. And it's basically about and inspired by just a lot of things going on with people we know, within ourselves, within our friends, a lot of people experiencing a lot of things that may cause them grief or kind of dealing with sort of, I'd say, maybe deceit and betrayal by those that you trusted, basically people that betray your trust and people that are there to support you or be with you that eventually actually weren't. And so we just kind of focused on that vibe. Seems that there's been a lot of stories of that around us lately and around people we know, and so there's a lot to feed off of. And you know, the artwork for the album kind of depicts a wolf in sheep's clothing, a brutal rendition of wolves in sheep's clothing. And so there you have it. We just fed off of a lot of the angst and frustration of that type of a situation. Also something that we feel that a lot of people can relate to, because, you know, pretty much everyone's got that kind of experience in their life. Unfortunately, you got to go through that in the experiences of life. So it's kind of something that a lot of people can relate to on a human level.
And when you guys were making this release, did you guys ever imagine that it was going to chart in the Billboard charts like it did?
No, we didn't know. Given the current climate of today, you know, it's just hard to judge how things are going to go with record sales and chart positions and things like that. And none of, you know, we, this is the first album that since we've reunited in 2001, when we came back together, we haven't had an album hit the U.S. charts. So this is very, very good news for us. Very, very good cause for celebration, and feels really good for all the hard work we've been doing.
And what do you feel that this happened now and not before?
I think actually a number of reasons contributed to that happening. For one, and one of the main things is that we fucking worked really, really hard to push this album and get the word out there and promote it ahead of time, whereby on our last two albums, we just didn't quite have that kind of a game plan. We weren't thinking of it that way. We didn't have our management team quite in order, and we were just going about it as musicians and artists and performers who like to play and make music, but we weren't really hitting the business strategy and doing everything we could to work to promote the stuff. So we weren't that much in the public eye, I think, for one thing. In this case, we've been touring nonstop since our last album, and you know, we completely redesigned our website. We just did everything that we could possibly do to put the machine in order to get the maximum response out of all the efforts we've been doing. And so I think that helped incredibly. And secondly, this style of music, I mean, thrash has just been kind of resurging, and a lot of the original thrash bands, as well as a lot of new wave of thrash, have been putting out some really good music lately and hitting the road and getting in people's faces and in people's ears and in front of people. So I think that also brought attention to the genre and the scene. So those kind of things together kind of probably combined into getting us on that chart, man.
it definitely
didn't come easy. It was no accident, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, you know, and we didn't take a break between these last two albums too. I mean, between the between The Art of Dying and Killing Season, there was a 4-year gap in between those two albums. So I think by the time that our last album, Killing Season, came out, any momentum that we had gained from the album before it had been long gone. And then, of course, The Art of Dying, that came 12 years after our last album before it. So people weren't probably realizing that we were up, you know, we had new music out there and stuff at the time that it was released.
And what do you think that, I mean, like you mentioned, yeah, I mean, people are now starting to notice this genre again, even though it's been present for so many years. What are your thoughts on why people just suddenly decided, oh, this is cool today?
That I really don't know. I mean, as far as the bands or the fans, I mean, it's really hard to tell. I just think that everyone started, there's just been a wave of it, so there's a lot of it available. So because a lot of the bands put out albums and are on the road, so there's definitely much, you know, more selection and a lot more variety and a lot more to choose from, you know, and stuff to listen to and bands to check out. So that definitely gets in people's faces. And at the same time, you know, maybe some of the bands that were reuniting realized, too, that the metal scene just needed some fucking kick-ass music and it was just lacking. So they're just trying to do their best to contribute to getting the music out there. You know, everyone's got their own reasons for doing what they do and putting the work into it. And, I mean, I can only speak for ourselves, whereby we just love what we're doing and we just want to create music and perform music and contribute to the music that's out there as much as we possibly can. So it's just our life, and we put everything we have into it. So that, I mean, that's what we're doing. And I don't know exactly what everyone else is doing, but I think they're probably coming from somewhat the same place. And luckily, it all just happens kind of all at once and causes what you would call a wave of something happening.
And how do you feel that, I mean, you and Death Angel, you guys are keeping the genre fresh? I mean, because there's a lot of people that don't want, you know, like rehashed stuff from the 90s, the 80s. So how do you feel that the band sound is fresh now?
Well, that's definitely a fine line to walk, and that's something that takes great care into considering when we do create and put out music, because you can never, you know, one thing you learn quick is that you can never please everybody. No matter what you do, you will have, you know, people that are unhappy with whatever decision you made or whatever you're doing. So in the end, you can only just try to follow your heart, but at the same time, try to pay attention to especially what, you know, for us, what our fans like and what's going on out there. And so you try to strike a balance between retaining the old school sound and breaking new ground with some other styles or other sounds into the music that keep it fresh and somewhat, you know, modern and cutting edge at the same time as being old school. So that was our entire goal, was to keep our identity and stay true to ourselves and make music that our fans would feel the, you know, or what people would call old school metal or thrash kind of feel to it. At the same time, bring a modern flavor into it, so you wouldn't just be trying to rehash or redo what you've done before. And in the end, I think we accomplished it. I mean, we just tried to focus on what we were writing and throw out the stuff that we didn't think was good enough, and keep the stuff that we thought was good enough. And also working with a younger and cutting edge producer like Jason Sukoff also was part of the strategy to help bring that modern flavor into it with somebody that is very experienced and, you know, up to date with their recording methods. And, you know, the old school part, that's easy for us because we are old school, so we just, you know, naturally just come from that department. So it's a matter of lining up the elements to make it that whatever you come out with is what you're hoping for.
And were there any, like, concerns when you decided to work with this, like you said, young producer, that maybe he wanted you guys to push you to sound a little bit different than what you would have expected?
Yeah, there's basically always that concern before we go to work with somebody for the first time. You really never know what's going to happen when you start working with these people, and really my main concern is that we're going to get along personally, because as long as the chemistry is right and we're on the same page, then that's the way that the magic can happen. And from that point on, it's a point of collaboration. So with us, I mean, usually I co-produce the albums, so we hire somebody for their talent and for their input and their skill and their experience, but at the same time, we don't just leave it up to them to where I'm going to really have to worry that they're going to do anything to change us or make us sound like or be what we don't want to be or what we're not, because it's just not going to happen because we're working together. I mean, it might happen to a newer band or somebody, you know, a band that's just got less experience in the studio and less experience collaborating with people, and that certainly, you know, you can't help it. If you're new, you're still learning, but after enough time passes, you should use your experience and you know, it's more about collaborating and working together. So in this case, it worked out just fucking great, man, because that's exactly what we were looking for in Jason, was to add that element and bring these ideas and bring suggestions in that, you know, we're never going to, we're very open to suggestions. That's what we hire the people for, but at the same time, we're not just going to agree to anything that we don't feel is right. So we bounce things back and forth and end up in the common middle ground that we're looking for.
And from the writing perspective, do you think that now for you guys it's a little bit more easier since you've been doing it for a long time, whenever you sit down and start laying down the tracks?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. It's pretty much, I mean, thank God, I'll knock on wood for this too, is that it just kind of happens. So the more that I don't overthink things and I don't try to analyze it and just let it flow, the writing just seems to happen, man. As long as I put the time, you know, it's pretty much like getting to work, man. You know, you have your time set aside where you're going to work and you're going to write, and then you just have to have, at least for me, I just need, the only thing I need is just to be not disturbed. Like, I just have to be alone with my guitar and some kind of, either my Pro Tools or just whatever, my portable recording gadgets and whatnot, and just vibe out and just start playing. And after a little while, I'll just lose myself in the music and just start throwing stuff down. It's really an awesome thing. It just kind of starts happening. And it's always been that way, and it was that way again on this album.
And how do you feel about the new technology? I mean, since you guys were away for around 10 years, whenever you started doing it again, how do you guys view how all this stuff changed in between?
I personally think it's awesome, man. I mean, it just basically just makes things easier and makes it easier to make things sound better, faster, and all that, all the technology for me is, I mean, you should just, in my point of view at least, you should just use it as tools to help you create more efficiently and quicker and easier. So other than that, that's really it. So, you know, sometimes you'll hear people have an argument about that with all the modern technology and all this, the digital stuff and whatever, everything put together, they, you know, people say that it makes people, whatever, it affects the what's happening with the writing or something, like it makes it like people cheat or whatever, they don't work as hard to do, I don't really know what, but I suppose that could be the case if you rely on the stuff for what you're creating, if you need it to create somehow, like if it wasn't there, but it for me, it's just an easier way to capture the ideas faster. And by that point, we still do the old school way of getting to rehearsal with the whole band and just sweating it out for hours and hours and hours, day after day, until we get it down and we play the stuff live and we're able to play it right there in the rehearsal room, just like we did in the early 80s. Same kind of thing, but the technology is basically just helps you get it quicker. I mean, I can have that thing in my guitar case now, so I can, things run by, you know, you got practically a little recording studio run by batteries, so you could just be posted up anywhere, whip out your guitar, plug in, you don't even need an outlet or anything, you just start recording ideas wherever you are, and, you know, so that's the amazing part about that.
And, I mean, moving to a little bit different things, you guys are going to jump into tour and middle of October, you're going all the way to South America, and then Europe with a pretty impressive lineup in Europe. How are you guys psyched about this?
Oh, man, extremely, bro. I mean, we're so pumped for all this touring lined up. We've just been rehearsing and rehearsing the new material, and it's just sounding brutal, man. We can't wait to put the new songs into our set, you know, along with the old songs, too, and mix it up, and just we're just on fire. Everyone is just all... band is excited, and just we're really in a good space right now. I'm really happy about that, and the touring we got lined up, it just looks good. All the lineup, the dates, we've never been to South America before ever, so of course we're so excited about that, coming for a headlining tour out there. Then the brutal lineup in Europe with Exodus and Creator, just amazing. And then our headlining US tour following that, so we're just glad to be very busy and working and doing everything that we've just been hoping to do.
And I mean, after the touring and all that stuff, have you guys even considered starting to think about what next?
Actually, yes, we have. So that's another great thing is we've got our team is really strong right now. Our management, we're really in. Future more than we ever have before, so we got a lot of things lined up for next year. After the U.S. tour, when we get through with that at the end of February, then we're going to go back to Europe and do a tour of Eastern Europe, strictly Eastern Europe, which will be awesome. We haven't done that before. We only focused on the Eastern part, and then after that, you know, we're looking at Asia and then back to Europe in the summer for the amazing festivals that they have out there. And by then, I mean, that's like going to be almost a year from now, so that's plenty of planning right there. And another thing that we got on the shelf in the back of our minds is that next year will also be the 25th anniversary of our debut album, The Ultraviolence. So hopefully we're working on trying to get some kind of 25th anniversary silver edition package, something cool like that, and then maybe we can go out and do a special tour where we do the Ultraviolence album in its entirety, kind of thing, to, you know, to celebrate the 25th anniversary of that album. So plenty to go by, and we also plan to be getting to writing already by that point in time. So it's our goal to have our next album out as quickly following the end of the cycle of this album without any kind of break in between. So we're on the mission, man. For dominance.
And, I mean, out of all the tour dates that you guys have, I mean, the 70K tons of metal kind of thing looks pretty interesting. Do you have any comments on that crazy idea for a music festival / journey, I guess?
Oh, man, it's definitely going to be an insane trip. It's going to be heavy as hell, and it's going to be fun and just... I'm sure it's going to be really, really wild. I mean, I think, as far as I've heard, all the bands play twice over the 4 days. And it's also really cool. And one special thing is that on that ship, Testament, Exodus, Death Angel, and Forbidden are all playing that. And we've never all four played in one show like that. So that's another exciting thing for us. And I just think it's just going to be crazy, man. Earlier this year, we played on the Sweden Rock Cruise, which is a cruise ship that goes across from Sweden to Finland and back over 24 hours, and that was insane, fucking crazy time. I can only imagine this thing's going to go for 4 days instead of just 1 day. So, I mean, quite frankly, I think it's a little bit long for me. I'm not really big on sitting on a boat for that long. I'm kind of a land creature, but whatever. I think it's just going to be a blast.
And
it also kicks off our U.S. tour, so we'll be excited because as soon as the boat gets back to Florida, we start our tour that very night and go on with our headlining tour for this new album. So we're really excited to bring our headlining set for the new album to the States.
And, I mean, are there any other kind of things that you think that you want to add for the people listening to this interview?
Basically, I just want to take a moment to thank all of our fans and the people that support our band for all these years, and also welcome any new fans that might be checking us out recently. You know, our new album, Relentless Retribution, just came out. Please check it out. I think it's could be our heaviest album to date, and certainly we're very proud of it. Fucking killer album as far as we're concerned, and we're going to be coming your way to deliver the goods live soon. So hope to see you guys on the road. Also, you can check out our new website. We just completely redesigned the whole thing. It's a really, really cool place to go and spend a little time and some interactive shit and check out stuff about the band. So it's all going on, man. Thanks, everybody, and hope to see you soon.
Okay, well,